Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wertz moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. Wertz moves to third. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2. Indians, 2. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Wirtz scores. Mullen moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Ginsberg moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Steve Gramek now pitching. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gramek fields it and throws to third for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Evers trying to get to home. Doby throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Evers, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Hutchinson moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Kell steals second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsberg is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsberg hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Brissy juggles the ball. That's an error on Brissy. Evers moves to third. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to home to get Evers. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Dick Krahoski. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing first base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. One out. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Sternweiss moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell is hit by the pitch. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Barry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.